Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tessa Time News,
episode 495
on Now You Know. So Tesla has expanded their Austin, Texas robotaxi map, and on Friday, in response, Waymo has expanded their map. They said north to south, we're covering more ground in Austin starting today. Safe and fully autonomous Waymo rides only on Uber. See you on the road, Austin.
It doesn't look like anything.
What do you mean?
It's just a blob. That's boring. You couldn't spell something? You couldn't make something inappropriate? Okay, so the dark blue was Waymo's previous Austin coverage of 37 square miles, and now the lighter blue is their new expanded map of about 90 square miles. So how does this compare to Tesla's map?
Well, here you go.
You know, I was ready for it, and it's still hilarious.
That's what she said.
Okay, so the light blue is Waymo's new expanded area, and the gray is Tesla's map of about 42 square miles.
Yeah, so Tesla has about half of Waymo's service area again, but I'll bet that Elon will keep expanding the map. So we'll have to see if Elon can grow Tesla's area by 48 square miles.
Damn!
And close the gap on Waymo.
So what do you guys think? Comment down below. Will Tesla surpass Waymo's service area, or will Waymo stay in the lead?
We did just see this, though. Nick Cruz-Patain just posted, Tesla was spotted validating in North Austin, which is about 15 minutes away from the current geofence. On to the next phase we go.
Ooh, that's great info.
Tesla's going to have a growth spurt.
Swing! Arry, 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 arry.
So one thing Waymo definitely leads in is accidents. Holmar's catalog says, wow, they really are scaling. So this is data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration from 2021 July through November of 2024. You can see that as Waymo has scaled up its fleet size, the number of accidents has also grown.
Well, that is to be expected, but has the number of accidents grown faster or slower than the number of Waymos in the fleet?
So Waymo had 696 accidents reported between 21 and 24. Here's the breakdown by state. Obviously a lot in California because that's where they had most of their cars. And most of Waymo's accidents occurred on roads with a posted speed limit of 25 miles an hour.
Now, how about weather? Did bad weather cause most of the accidents?
It doesn't appear so. As you can see in this chart, most accidents occurred during clear weather.
And how about safety drivers? I know that some Waymos have safety drivers. Do they reduce the number of accidents?
Well, even though most Waymo accidents occurred without a safety driver in the car, there still were quite a few accidents with a safety driver present. So it kind of looks like safety drivers don't necessarily help that much in reducing accidents.
What I want to know is how many of these incidents does Waymo experience?
But look at the Waymo. It's confusing. Don't know where to go. It's just literally stopped there. There it goes. It's moving. It's moving. It's moving. It wants to go straight. There's nobody driving.
Yeah.
Or like this one, where Waymo is driving against traffic. Now, it doesn't count as an accident because luckily no one got hurt, but that's definitely not the way you're supposed to do the driving.
Okay, so all this data is interesting, but you still haven't answered my original question. Has Waymo's accident rate grown faster or slower as they've increased the number of passenger miles driven?
All right, well, Grok helped me analyze the data, and it looks like Waymos are actually getting safer as the number of miles increase. So total crash growth from 21 through 24 was 14x, but total miles growth was 121.9x. So crashes grew slower than miles or fleet growth. Waymo reported a crash rate 90% lower than human drivers. Also, it's important to note that most of the accidents, so 632 out of the 696 total, didn't involve injuries.
I mean, that sounds great, but of course we know that they're driving on slower streets. So, right. You know, if you're not driving on the highway and you're driving at 25 miles an hour,
exactly,
it's going to be a fender bender and no one's going to get hurt. Now, how many Waymo taxis are there currently on the road?
It's estimated that between Phoenix, Austin, San Francisco, LA, Atlanta, and now Miami, that there are between 1,500 and 2,000 Waymos.
We're going to talk about this some more on Patreon bonus stories today, so please join us over on Patreon.
And thanks to Chess of Chicago for sponsoring this episode.
Win the EV of your dreams. Choose from a Tesla, Rivian, Lucid, or take $50,000 in cash, your pick from the exclusive raffle prize lineup.
It's the 11th annual Tesla raffle from Chess of Chicago, and this year, the expanded prize pool includes some of the most sought-after electric vehicles on the road today.
There have already been 10 lucky winners. You could be the 11th, driving off in a brand new top-tier EV. It's a win-win. You get a shot at winning an amazing prize, plus your ticket helps Chess of Chicago support families in crisis through more than 80 life-saving programs, from food and furniture to job placement and more.
Only 9,999 tickets will be sold, and once they're gone or the drawing date hits, that's it. No second chances.
Go to ccraffle.com and use the code NYK to get $25 off two tickets or $500 off 15.
That's ccraffle.com, code NYK, your chance to win big, give big, bigger, and maybe become the next winner of a luxury EV.
XAI announced last week that they have started building their $80 million gray water treatment plant in Memphis, Tennessee.
So this plant will take the effluent from the nearby Memphis T.E. Maxson Municipal Wastewater Treatment Plant, feed it through the world's largest ceramic membrane bioreactor to sustainably supply 13 million gallons per day of cooling water for XAI's Colossus supercomputer and neighboring industrial plants.
This means Colossus won't need to take any water from potable water supplies. This was already wastewater.
Andrew Jacobson, who works for XAI, said, "That's right. We take less than clean water, clean it, then use it to keep Grok cool-headed. Not a new concept, by the way, but a great way for data centers needing water to not use precious natural resources."
Nice.
And the Tesla Diner in Hollywood just had its soft open on Friday for LA's first responders. We got some footage here from the Tesla owners of Southern California.
And I heard that you can order from inside your Tesla.
Yeah. And the audio from the movies playing on the two giant screens will play through your car's sound system.
And some of the food items arrive in Cybertruck-shaped boxes.
And they have 80 supercharger stalls. And if you want to know if this is all true, Elon said it is. So Jason from the Engineering Explained YouTube channel got personal with his latest video.
Elon Musk had my wife fired from her dream job. Y'all, grab some popcorn. This one's gonna get spicy.
Jason accuses Elon of firing his wife from her federal job at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and now he's selling his 7-year-old Model 3 Performance because he won't own another Tesla.
So he's got EDS.
Appears so. Mm-hmm. Jason has always had a bug up his ass about Tesla and Elon, but now it does appear he has gone full EDS, making charts about how his wife's position won't affect the federal budget and then just losing it and smashing things.
Collect yourself.
And Electric Cyber Farmer said, "I'm glad fake virtue signaling far leftists are outing themselves, so I know which channels to unsubscribe from."
I mean, it's always been painful for me to watch his channel because he doesn't really explain engineering when it comes to Tesla. There's like a warp that goes around Tesla where he loves it, but he can't give it credit for anything. And now he's finally lost it because Elon fired his wife.
Calm down.
And it's like, no, there was just a, you know.
Personally, he went down, he walked in and he said, "Oh, you're fired." Yeah. I don't think that that's what happened. And it's like, really?
Also, I'm sorry, but in the world today, you don't get a job somewhere and think you're going to have it for the rest of your life. Even in the federal government, that shouldn't be the case.
Just so you guys know, there are people in our family who did work for the federal government and were fired. And while that is sad, and while I hope that our family members are going to find new work, I have confidence in them. And I'm not just going to lash out at people for doing what they think is right, even if it does lead to a little bit of hardship here. It's just losing your job. He didn't order people to be executed.
I know.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
So we just reviewed a moped-style e-bike over on our Now Let's Review channel, the Hovsco Hovgrs. Hov GTRS.
Yeah, this e-bike has a ton of power, 1,500 watts peak, but does it have the features you need?
You won't know unless you check out our in-depth review.
It really is cool that there are so many choices.
So many styles.
So many price points.
And honestly, it's confusing when making such a big purchase. You want to make sure that you get it right and that you're happy with your purchase. So let us help guide you.
Zach and I have been lucky to have ridden and tested dozens and dozens of e-bikes over the past few years.
From lightweight road e-bikes to fat tire e-bikes and everything in between, and we know what to look for.
We get into all the specs and stats, the features, the pros, and the cons.
So check out a review of the Hov GTRS and see if this might be the e-bike that you've been looking for today. All right, it's time for a little SpaceX news. And Starlink just posted bringing high-speed internet to a remote school in Zambia.
So this is an elementary school in rural Zambia where they don't even have electricity. So that's a Starlink Mini running off of a portable solar panel and a 100-watt battery.
That's just amazing that places that couldn't possibly have internet now have it because of Starlink. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. We got so many today because we couldn't fit them in the show. So join us on Patreon for as little as a buck a month, and we will see you there.
All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. Woo! Guys, you pay a buck a month and you get 3 Patreon bonus stories per week. Do the math. That's some good value for 2025.
Plus, we're giving away a Tesla Frunk Cooler again, our third one. So head on over to Patreon. You have a really good chance to win it. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week.
Pilot said, but obviously long term, we will create our own companions, right?
And Elon said, yes, custom and unique companions. No two will be the same. And if you want to know what we're talking about, you have to go over to Patreon.
Elon says, wow, I can't believe Epstein killed himself before realizing it was all a hoax.
Here's a prototype of the XF-907 Ultra Stealth aircraft. Achieves complete invisibility via exterior coating consisting of the Epstein client list.
And Elon said, how to make a totally invisible plane.
Colin Rugg said, just in, the Wall Street Journal releases an alleged letter from Donald Trump to Jeffrey Epstein for Epstein's 50th birthday.
Elon says, it really doesn't sound like something Trump would say, to be honest.
Megyn Kelly says, this is the dumbest attempt hit piece I've ever read.
Elon said, yeah, the letter sounds bogus.
John Lefevre says AI can solve this, and he's talking about the growth in physicians, and then that's the yellow, and then the growth in administrators, which is the blue.
Elon said, yeah, AI will do far better, in fact.
And then in response to China's new maglev train that goes 620 miles an hour, Elon said the Boring Company can beat the speed in a near vacuum tunnel. Air at anywhere near one bar is like running in molasses due to drag increasing with the square of velocity and the effective drag coefficient spiking as you get close to Mach 1.
Elon said memes are the most information-dense form of communication.
Congressman Thomas Massey said we all deserve to know what's in the Epstein files, who's implicated, and how deep this corruption goes. Americans were promised justice and transparency, so he put forward this bill, but then now Natalie said, this is insane that Republican leadership is not allowing a vote on releasing the Epstein files.
Elon said, hard to accept a clean bill not going to a vote.
Haley posted, when is Valentine coming out?
Elon said, hopefully next week. His personality is inspired by Edward Cullen from Twilight and Christian Grey from 50 Shades.
And then Elon said, teaser video of Valentine from Grok tomorrow. So that should be today or yesterday. I haven't seen it yet. Valentine's Day in a week. He will make your heart race.
And SMX posted this photo. He said, Elon Musk or Valentine? And Elon said, just a coincidence.
Define L says Grok should have a separate meme generator option.
Elon said, something very cool is brewing.
Ooh.
Well, could you be a little more specific, Elon? There's a lot of cool shit brewing.
Elon said, working on a new way to create viral videos fast called Imagine. Alice Smith said, I used to think all this talk about civil war in the UK was gross exaggeration. Now I'm not so sure.
Elon said, just a question of time.
Elon said, a future where we are out there among the planets and the stars is so inspiring. Dima said, Tesla Optimus version 3 will have many improvements.
Elon said, it's so good.
Hassan says, imagine Elon is actually bringing back Vine.
And Elon, with the eye emoji, means you should look at what Hassan just said.
X Daily News says, Grok now has the ability to accurately rank your top mutuals.
In English, please.
Oh, so you can list your most engaged mutual followers. So people you follow that also follow you back.
So guys, don't forget the Now You Know channel on X.
The Babylon Bee said Republicans announced plan to pretend to be fiscally conservative again the moment a Democrat takes office.
And Elon says, seriously.
Doge Designer posted Optimus serving popcorn is the best thing you'll see on the internet today.
And Elon said, this will become normal in a few years.
Elon said, I resisted AI for too long, living in denial. Now it is game on.
But then he said, at times, AI existential dread is overwhelming.
Elon says, we're going to make Baby Grok XAI, an app dedicated to kid-friendly content.
Inspired by Baby Groot.
I think that's a great idea.
So,
because, I mean, you wouldn't want to get unhinged Grok talking to a kid.
Seems like a really easy app. Because then you'd say a whole bunch of stuff to it, and it would just say, I am Grok.
I am Groot. No! Oh, that's the button that will kill everyone!
All right, it's time for some new superchargers. What do we got in the world?
We got an expansion from 8 to 12 stalls, version 4, in Elmshorn, Germany.
We got number 199 in Florida, the 8th stall in Orlando.
An expansion from 8 to 12, version 3s and 4s, in Bolu, Turkey.
Number 280 in Germany, the 8th stall, version 4, in Lauka, Germany.
The 12th stall, version 4, in Çankaya, Ankara, Turkey.
Number 113 in New York, the 8th stall, in Peru, New York.
Number 572 in California is the 20 stall version 4, 325 kilowatt at Grover Beach, California.
Number 37 in Denmark, the 12 stall version 4 in Struer, Denmark.
Number 84 in North Carolina is the 8 stall version 4 in Southern Pines.
Expansion from 6 to 18 stalls version 4 in Madrid at Nuevos Ministerios, Spain.
Number 17 in Turkey is the 8 stall version 4 in Aydın, Turkey.
An expansion from 12 to 20 stalls, version 4, in Spital an der Drau, Austria.
Number 35 in Tennessee is the 12 stall, version 4, in Chattanooga.
Number 54 in Colorado, the 12 stall, version 3, in Lakewood.
An expansion from 12 to 20 stalls, version 3s and 4s, in Sarzana, in La Spezia, Italy.
An expansion from 12 to 20 stalls in Saison, France.
Number 236 in France is the 8 stall, version 4, in Arty.
Number 31 in Utah, number 2722 in the USA is the 8 stall version 4 in Bryce Canyon City, Utah.
And number 10 in Croatia, number 1506 in Europe, and 7454 in the world is the 4 stall in Zadar, Croatia.
Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. If you want more stuff, more stories, more content, head on over to Patreon. We have so much more there for you for just a buck a month. It really helps support the show. We'll see you guys on Tuesday.
Now you know.
Life is a workout. And Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.